Now, Dave Healy, Blind Dave, he's getting his best bib and tucker out this week because this week is the premiere of his docudrama, 7 Days. Are you all excited?
Am I excited, Simon? I'm still not a believer in it, if you know what I mean. I don't believe it's happening, but I'm hoping that it's going to be a good showing. From what Deb has sort of explained to me, and I've listened to some of it, and Deb quite likes it because it's sort of doing what they said they was going to do, and that was to sort of blend my earlier years where I had sight, lost sight, and then into the 7 marathons and the flashbacks to sort of, if you want to, dare I say the word, promote what blindness is about, you know, and things like that. So, I suppose I am excited in a way, but I'm still sort of wrapping myself across the head and saying, this doesn't happen to people like me, but it is.
Well, the premiere's is taking place in Birmingham, isn't it?
It is. It's, say it's a premiere. I think they're classing this as the first showing because primarily it's for cast and crew and a few invited friends. But yeah, it's been held in Birmingham at the Birmingham Rep. And they're sort of, they were fantastic. They're straight away, you know, yeah, we'll put it on. And I thought, wow, you know, it's great. And there's a lot of, in fact, I've heard only yesterday, that there's 3 people who were actually on the 7 marathons with me. The Eric, who did the documentary, Phil Glasgow, who was the physio, and Dave Gagin, who was the logistics man. And at such short notice, them able to come over. And I haven't spoken to Dave and Phil since we came back from finishing the last one in London, 11 years ago? So it would be brilliant, you know. So it'll be interesting to see and gauge the opinion of people. Deb has told people to bring tissues. I do think I've made people cry that bad.
I've spent many a time crying when I've come off the phone to you.
Yeah, I know. I can well imagine, you know.
I tell you who else is really excited about this. I was chatting to Rick Jones.
Yes.
Blind singer and songwriter, and you've managed to get some of his music included in the soundtrack, and he said exactly the same as you did, Dave. Things like this don't happen to blokes like me.
Well, it's right, and I'm really, you know what, again, I'm really pleased for Rick, because obviously through the show, through yourself, Simon, we sort of met, didn't we? And listening to Rick's music, and you know, when the one song really caught hold of me, I thought, yeah, that's us, that's me, you know. And so I'm hoping that, you know, if this goes anywhere, if it does, and Rick's on there, I hope it, you know, it helps him blossom. As I've said on many occasions, it's like the, you know, the production team, Nigel and the 2 lads who filmed it. I hope, if it does nothing else, it gives them all an opportunity, or people an opportunity to see, hear, you know, what they do, how they sing and how they film. So hopefully, you know, some goodness will come from it, so.
And of course, you know, you've got you raising awareness from your point of view, from Rick's point of view, blind singer, songwriter, and produces his own material. You know, yeah. A lot of people would think, how is that possible? So again, raising awareness, apart from everything else about it, it's still raising awareness as well.
And Simon, I have said this for years, it is all about awareness. We all know we need funding. Everybody needs funding. Every charity needs funding. But I'm a great believer that if you create the awareness of what you're promoting, then people make their own mind up then, don't they? And they'll either fund it, they'll either support it, or they don't want to know. But that awareness word is a key and a very important word for me.
Now, apart from that, you've been busy this week and over last weekend, and when I phoned Dave, I got this strange German accent, and I thought, oh, and then he's like, I'm in Germany. So I thought I should have got you to call me.
Yeah, you're probably right. But now we're plotting and planning for something for next year, which is brilliant, which I won't tell you just yet. But my gosh, I tell you what, mate, we spent Friday, Saturday, Sunday over there. We was Germany, Holland, and whatever. But differences in weather. You know, we travelled a good 500 miles, and I mean, on the Friday night, we were going up a mountain road, in the mobile home, and within half an hour, suddenly there was 6 inches of snow on the floor. We got stuck halfway up, and it was brilliant because a kid, when I say kid, he was a 25-year-old German chappy in his Audi Quattro, and there must have been, someone told, six or seven of his mates all in the cars, 4x4s, and they told us afterwards it was the first snowfall that they'd had this year, and they were all up there in the cars doing wheelies and skidding, and he come alongside, I help you, I have string to pull you, and we're thinking, you are. And my mate Tony said, he's never going to pull us, Dave. Anyway, he got out this canvas, proper canvas rope, for lorries. He got in front of us in his little Audi Quattro in comparison to the van. Left, right, he was swinging. And I'll tell you what, he pulled us up the worst mile of snow on that mountain road. It was brilliant. And then we got over the top, thanked him, and away we went. And then we pulled into a little place, the hotel, which we should have been there at 11:30. We got in there at 2:15. Got up the following morning. It was thundering down a rain. We travelled another 100 miles. The rain had stopped. There was no sign of snow. The wind picked up. And then when we crossed the border into Holland, the temperature rose, I don't know how many degrees. We had a little bit of rain. And you're thinking, we've only travelled 300-400 miles. And the differences in the weather was incredible. From freezing to death to actually taking our coats off.
And Dave was having a shot at driving the van on Friday, but we won't go into that just now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting. I'll get the lads to put the video up and... I'm going to take my test next year.
Yeah. But the other thing I was going to think about was how you ran into... Did somebody come to buy a book off you after one of your talks?
Oh, crumbs, yes.
I think, what
yes,
a small world.
Yeah, I was doing a talk last Thursday morning before we went over to on the ferry to Holland, and lo and behold, people come up afterwards and they say, give me a copy of the book. Yeah. And he said, I've got to go. He says, if you wouldn't mind signing it, I've got to go home, I've got a journey. I'm off to Wigan. And I went, Wigan? And I went, blow me over. I says, my mate Gary's on his way down from Wigan because we're going across the water. And he told me, he said, I come from. And I said, well, Gaz comes from such and such a place. And he said, I know that. And I said, would you believe? I says, Rick Jones. I said, he's just Rick Jones. He says, I know Rick. He says, I know his dad more. I think his dad's name Paul. I think he said that. And he said, I know his dad more. He says, and he's also a singer, a musician. And he says, yeah, I know him very, very well. And he says, when I go back up, I'll tell him. And I told him about the premiere and the film being showed and Rick being in it and all the rest of it. He went, wow. And I thought, what a small world, sorry. And we met Rick through the show. And then this chap knows Rick's dad and Rick, and, I've done a talk to him. He's had the book, and I tell you what, this world is getting smaller and smaller by the minute.
And I know, because I remember when I found out that Rick lived in Wigan, and I thought, that's where Donkey, well, Gary,
yeah,
lives as well.
He was right first time, Donkey.
And just quickly, tell us about your driving on Friday.
Oh, blimey, O'Reilly, it was funny. Because we was over there, and there was four of us, and anyway, we parked on this car park. And I jumped into the driver's seat because they got out to stretch the legs. And I says, well, lads, I says, you've all took your turns in driving. I says, I'd better have a go then, And I'm sitting there moving the steering wheel. So Tom jumps in his van and he says, you want to drive it? And I went, oh, go on then. And he says, okay. He says, well, take it backwards. So he says, reverse. And I said, well, where's reverse? And he says, pull that thing up and it's up top left. So I did that, drop the clutch, put the accelerator, key, drop the clutch. And away we went. So we're driving back very, very slowly on this car park. Private road, before anybody starts moaning, private road. And there was nobody about, not even an ant. Anyway, he backed me into a bush, and he said, that was my fault, not yours. So we negotiated. And then we went forward, and he said, come on. He said, we'll drive it right to the road. So we had to do an airpin, yes, left, right, left, right. He says, you've done flaming marvellous. He says, other than that, which was my fault, you ain't stalled it, you've driven. He said, I don't know how you've done it. He says, you listened to me. I said, you're right, I did. You got my undivided attention, left, right, and stop. But so I'd done my bit of driving while we was on the continent, so I said, I can't say I didn't pull my weight.
There you go. On that note, blind Dave taste of the road.
I'll tell you what, though, they've just said that's the first and the last. So, but there we go, I've done my bit, and I've done my bit.
If you want to keep up with Dave and his antics, it's very easy to do.
Website is blinddavehealy.co.uk. Facebook is Blind Dave Healy. and Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy. And if you want a cup of tea, follow the mobile home moving through the streets of a car park in Germany. I'll make you a cuppa.
All the best to the Premier as well this week. We'll hear
thanks, Sir. And I'll, obviously, you'll speak to Rick, I'm sure, next week, and we'll have a chat. But I'm looking forward to it, and let's hope that it is a good night. But as we say in Germany, auf Wiedersehen, Pet.
Toodaloo.